what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
In your coffee, sugar or Splenda? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Our bodies crave sugar for energy. Artificial sweeteners and sugar activate our sweet-sensing taste buds. But substitutes like Splenda and Sweet 'n' Low don't fully satisfy us. Why is that? Hui Yitan and colleagues from Columbia University wanted to find out. They placed mice in cages with 2 water bottles. One contained sugar water, the other artificial sweetener water. The researchers counted how often mice licked each bottle. Next, they injected mice with sugar solution and chemical markers. Under a microscope, the markers showed which brain cells the sugar solution lit up. Results? At first, the mice licked both bottles. But after 48 hours, mice wanted the real deal. Their brains showed that sugar had activated a brain-gut connection. Our gut tells our brain we want sugar, but only the real stuff. Artificial sweeteners? They're just for the taste buds. Researchers hope to create new substitutes that satisfy our tongues and bodies. All things being equal, sorry, Splenda.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.